Okay, so we are on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, and I will apologize in advance for the brevity. Oh, not in advance. Not at all in advance. I'm tired. Right, for the brevity of my recording yesterday, because if either of you know this, you would know that I said that I did the entire Amud in 8 minutes. Because I had Rachel and Yoni on my lap. It's very hard to record Amud Yomi under those circumstances. Okay, so we'll try to close some gaps on anything I might have missed. Seder, so that's the Sun Gemara. Itzvah. We're talking about the last Mishnah of the Amud yesterday. If you just do Chazara. The Mishnah says, a country where Ilan Lenanim Ilan Malam. So you've got a nest that is on top of an Ilan tree, which is Hekdesh. The tree is Hekdesh. Nest is subject to an Isser Midera Bonon. Right? Right? A nest on the tree. Asser Midera Bonon is a tree of Hekdesh, right? If Shebe Ashira. If it's a nest which is in an Asheira, then it's mutter. It's mutter to get hanah from, even though the hashver itself is asher b'hanah. No isder rabbanan, but there's a problem. How do you get it? Right, you can't climb the Asheira because that's getting hanah from the Asheira. Therefore, what you have to do is you have to throw a rock at it and to force the nest onto the ground. Okay. And if you get hanah, if you mark this a plow, you get hanah from the entire plow. What's the obvious question?
What's the
a plow, the implement known as a plow.
That's the why would
the wood. Very good. Sorry. What exactly is the hava mina that would be, you know, that would not be the case? So we'll see, right? Mutar Moisar Haktoris Ma Yoisimba. The Gemara responds. Moisar Haktoris, mut is left over from the Ktoris, right? At the end of the year, okay. Well, let's just do the background, right? Ktoris is manufactured once a year, according to the Gemara.
Is this Yudor Adam Adolf?
I am on Yudor Adam Adolf.
Okay.
Sorry. Itzmar. Avoidas are coming. I was actually trying to remember what this is doing in Mishnah. Okay. Itzmar. Avoidas kohamish anish dabra meyelea. Avoidas kohachabim, which collapsed, right? You have a temple lava is kachavim, a mizbeach lava is kachavim, I don't care what lava is kachavim, and it fell apart because it's old. Right? Or something fell on it, or whatever. But it wasn't destroyed, it fell apart. Right? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, Asura, it remains Asura behana la ore kol hadoros.
If you break it, if you destroy it yourself, does it become mutter?
Not unless you completely destroy it, like burn it down, something like that.
Okay.
And then the ashes almost are about
so presumably this is the case in which it's completely destroyed itself.
No, I don't think so. You'll see.
Okay.
V'Reish Lakish Amar Muteres. Reish Lakish said that it is mutter. Why? Says... Actually, you know, the Makras don't tell us, so I'm not going to tell you what that is. Rabbi Yochanan Amara, so Rachi Yochanan said it's Asur. Why? Delei Bitela Aved Kechavim. Okay, background. Something which is Asur Mishum Avedas Kechavim of a Jew. It's something which is never. The animal which is never. A base Avedas Kechavim. What would be the easiest case of a base Avedas Kechavim as man is there?
What?
What's a base of a Avodas Chacham as man is there?
A temple, a church.
Very good, church. You could mistama argue Hindu or Chinese or Shinto temples of Kadome, or a temple in Africa or something, I have no idea, or something which is, you know, neo, what's it called? Neo, some neo pagan temple, things like whatever, right? All of those of us come to Kadolos, Wiccans, you name it, right? It's all of us called Kadolos. However, the most common one, easily, according to Rabbi Zerora Roshonim, is a church. Right. Because Christians believe in the Trinity, they are not they are minimally not unifying God, and that is Avodas Chachamim.
People actually like worship idols these days, so that would be the easiest example.
Yes. Okay. The truth is, there's if you're really really interested in seeing a really harif attack on Christianity and why, you know, Catholic Christianity minimally and really mainstream Protestant Christianity is not as well. And certainly Orthodox Christianity is Avodas Chachamim. So you could look in the various Jewish texts because that they're less systematic. We should look is in a book written by Augustine, Saint Augustine, right, the doctor. Doctor of Theology, not of Medicine.
As in
Augustine
the 19th century, or
whatever. Augustine, the 3rd century Catholic theologian, right? Who lived in Hippo, which is a place in North Africa near Carthage, yeah, wrote a book called Against Faustus. Faustus was a Manichae. Manichaeans were also there, but it's a different reason. Right? In it, he attacks Catholic Christianity as being a Vodazara, and he has a number of, and it's a really systematic attack. As in, he wrote a book attacking Catholicism. Augustine quotes the book almost in full when he's responding to it. Anyway,
this is different. Augustine is the one who brought Christianity to England. And
that wasn't Augustine. That was, who was it who brought Christianity? It wasn't Augustine. It was somebody else. I've forgotten this. I'm blanking on the name now, but it wasn't Augustine. Okay. Now, what's the importance of all that, right? A guy who is over the Vodas Kovim can then be Mevatel the Vodas Kovim. He can say this Chafetz is no longer a Vodas Kovim. And that works. A Jew cannot. Right, if a Jew is over the Vodas Kovim, the Chafetz is Asur La'olim. For example, a guy, right, the Hagia Sophia, right, which is now a mosque, started off as a visiting cathedral, is not Asr Mishnah Avodas Kovim in all likelihood, because Muslims are not over there Avodas Kovim, and the Goyim were Mevatel the Avodas Kovim of the building.
If it so happened that the priest in that particular church was a Jew,
then that would be a real problem.
Or one of the congregants.
I don't know whether the congruence would be sufficient, but nothing under the priest would probably be interesting. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asur Delibitel Ayavet Chachamim. What's the problem? Rabbi Yochanan says, okay, fell apart, but the Ayavet Chachamim wasn't Mevatel. Right, says, the Miuch Rashi here, Bepeh. Yes, actually say it.
Yes.
Okay, yes, to say it, it's no longer Ayavet Chachamim. Rish Lakshah, Amar Rish Lakshah says, Muteres, it's Muter. Meir Amar, he gufo le matel, di matli? Says Rish Lakshah, he would have said to himself, the God can't save himself from destruction. Kal v'chomer, he can't save me. A Sibbe Rish Lakshah, Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakshah may have responded to Rabbi Yochanan. Haken sheberosh ha'ilan shel hektish einenin einman shebersher yatis b'chanen. My love, the isbar megufa bekasani yasiv b'chanen.
Says
our Mishnah, it says, if you have a nest at the top of a tree, which is hektish, no Isra Me'ilim in the Torah, but also Asra Banam in Darabalim. If it's in an Asherah, Mutter Behana, you just have to knock it down. Wait a minute, how do birds usually pitch their nests? From the wood that's part of that tree. Right? So isn't that a great raya for Reish Lakish? No, look, the ICATM element is the case when we know that a bird brought the wood from for the nest from somewhere else. Okay? If that were the case, Amai shall hektish ainanimalan. That's true. Why would it be ainanimalan when it comes to hektish? It should be an Isra Me'ilim in HaTorah, right? Ella begidulin habayin me'achar la'achar mikan ve'kasavrein me'alin begidulin. So no, we're talking about a case that it grew these branches that was made from, grew after the tree was nektar, was mukdash, was sanctified. Right? And we further think that gidulei hektesh are not themselves hektesh, they're not subject to me'ilah. But that is in fact the way we pass it. Okay? As you would have known from the previous one.
So again, the
Gidule Hektesh are not Hektesh, right? And this is the case where those branches grew after you were marked as the tree. Okay? Okay. Then it says, Hakidah Yistara, the Yisak Adaitak, the Isiba Alba, by Yatis Bakande, it says, it makes perfect, this also makes a lot of sense, because if you think that we're talking about a case that the wood came from somewhere else, then why are you breaking the branch? Why are you knocking it off? What is the need to...
Anything would be hektesh at all.
What is the need to do that at all?
I guess Hanihideki Kao means, you know, so, right?
Oh, as in, if it came from Alma, if the nest, if the wooden nest came from another place, then it says Rashi has different Girsa, why would it be Einen in Vein Noelen? Right?
Yeah.
Why is it that you would be able to get Hanach? Why is it that you would be able to... Why is it your eyes are so better? Why aren't you just mutter to get Hanach? Right? It must be that it is a case of a gruel afterwards. So it says, Lishkli Mishkli should just be able to take it. Our girsa of Yatiz Bekane. What is there a way to explain it? Why should you have to knock it down? You should just be able to take it.
In Eretz Yisrael, say Klai Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, you know, Nikri.
What's the question?
So according to the Miuchas Rashi's Gersa, it's the same.
No, you're right. Miuchas Rashi's Gersa. He does have the same. It's the same Gersa. What's the problem with this? What's the issue? I actually do not understand what the question the Gemara is asking here.
Isn't it saying why do you poke it with a stick? Why can't you just go up and why can't you just take it?
But the answer is you can't climb an Eitz Asherah. Like, as in, what? Apparently it is the question. It is worried about that. It's worried about that. I don't understand why it thinks it's mutter to the climb of Asherah tree. That's clearly Hanah Me Asherah.
Does your tears mean destroy?
No, it means not off.
Is there one we just go up and get it?
That's what it sounds like, but I don't understand why. What's the kashi? It should be able to climb it down.
What word means to climb up and get it?
Yatis Bekana means to throw something at it and then it knocks it down, or to hit it and knock it and it falls down.
And there's an issue to do that on a... There's an issue to throw something at it if it's in a shira?
No, that's how you're meant to get it down. Suppose maybe it's saying if it's in reach, why can't you just take it? It's assuming that even if it was within easy reach, you would still have to just knock it down. You wouldn't be able to just take it. Maybe that's what it's assuming. And then why not? You should be able to just take it. Why you need some sort of hacker that prevents you from just taking it the way you normally would? So it says, I'm a Rabbi Avol Rogari Yochim, Rabbi Avol son and name of Yochim Lo'ilam, the icy mail. We'll tell you about a case where the wood did come from out somewhere else. Well, my Yatiz, what does Yatiz in fact mean? Yatiz Ephraim. You're going to have to get the Ephraim, the birds, to go away.
Ephraim are birds?
Yeah, the chicks. You're going to have to send away the chicks. If you want the nest, you're going to have to say get rid of the chicks. That's what it means. Yatiz means scare away the birds that are in it.
And rather than
like you're
going
to, they're saying smack it because you want the birds in it to go away.
Rather than poking it to get it down, you just reach up and take it.
You could theoretically reach up and take it. It happens to be that there are birds. Nests usually have birds in them, right? So you're going to have to poke it to get the birds, scare the birds away, so you can take the nest.
But the way you take it is with your hands.
Theoretically, yeah. Or whatever, any way you want. But there's no restrictions on how you would take it. That's what he's saying. Amarlei Rabbi Yaakov or Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yaakov said to Rabbi Yirmiyah, Ephroichim kan vekan mutarin, Beitzim kan vekan asurim. So, the Ephroichim, the chicks, whether it's in a tree which was hekdesh, whether it is in an asherah, right, they are going to be... they are going to be mutter. right? Bait sim comma comma sperm. There are eggs in the nest, then they are going to be osir. Right? It's going to be osir bound. No, whether it's an elon shell hekde, shor no shayra. And the reason why the eggs will be osir is because since they rely on the tree, they can't go anywhere. They're reliant on the tree to prevent them from smashing on the ground and things like that, right? So therefore, it's as though they are part of the tree, and therefore it's also to eat eggs that are in a tree of pet, which is hekdesh, or in a tree, or in an asherah tree.
But that's assuming that the eggs were there when you made the tree hekdesh, right? Because it wouldn't be like the things that grow on the tree.
It's definitely not going to be worse than things that grow on the tree.
The things supported by the trunk, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
On the eggs being supported by the whole tree.
Yeah, saying, but he's asking, what if they were added later on? Why would that be better? Why would that be worse than the branches of the tree itself? I assume you are correct, but it sounds derabant to me, so I'm not.
Really, really tiny chicks that can't fly yet. Would they be included in the color of Bateson?
Still, no, I think they're still like mobile, so they still don't need the tree urgently.
I thought chicks don't know how to fly until they like knock them out of the tree. And then
they can move around. They're not immobile completely. Amar Ravashi. Ravashi said, "Im efroshim tzrikin le'iman kebeitim damu." Oh, there you go. Baruch shikibantam. Right. If the Ravashi says exactly that, if they are still chicks that need their mother, they can't fly yet, then they in fact will be like eggs. Manion. I've forgotten that. Okay. Let's continue in the Mishnah. Hagizborim shelakhu etzim moalim beitzim ve'en moalim b'shifui ve'loi be'nevia. So if the Gizborim are who?
The treasurers of the temple.
No, the treasurers, they're like in charge of the running day to day. Right, of maintaining things and making things work and whatever.
Waking right? People up.
Kohanim, I'm sorry?
So the guy wakes everyone up also?
No, that's the Mimune. Okay. Oh, you mean the one who goes and inspects people? No, that's Ish Harabais.
No, I was thinking of the first guy.
The one who goes around and smacks people and sets their clothes on fire?
Another guy who comes around and does the
Victor
lottery.
Victor is excited. He wants to have that job.
The guy who does the lottery at the beginning of the day. Is who I was
the Mimune. The Mimune. Okay.
No, I don't want that
chocolate.
I want the other one.
You want the Ishar Bai. It's not the one. Yeah.
Pardon? Your coin?
Yeah. But I can
see Ishar Bai doesn't have to be a coin.
Like,
Levium
on fire.
I was about to say, Ishar Bai doesn't have to be a coin. There's no evidence that you have to be a coin.
Just have to be able to
go around
Ishar Bai and
line
people on fire.
I was about to say, you just have to be out of. What?
Opportunity.
Okay, right. So if they take. The Gizborim took wood for the purpose of building the base Hamikdash, right? If they did such a thing, then the Eitzim, the wood, the beans that they get are subject to Me'ila. The Shifui, which is basically it's wood chips that come off as they're smoothing out the beans, that is not subject to Me'ila, right? And also the Nevia, which is the leaves, right, of the trees they cut down to make these beams, are not subject to Me'ila. Okay? So wood chips are not subject to Me'ila, leaves are not subject to Me'ila, the wood itself is, because that's what they're going to use to do their building. It should be noted. The Me'ila the Rashi says the reason for that is because they just didn't make kinyan in the things that they left behind. Right? The wood chips, the shavings, the leaves, all that stuff is stuff they didn't want, so they didn't make kinyan in it. Right? They only made a kinyan on behalf of the Beit Mikdash and the beans. Not because this stuff is ekroni not subject to Me'ila, it's because they didn't want it, so they didn't want it, but they didn't make a kinyan.
The Kedusha only comes from the Kenyan.
Yeah. Why would you think it comes from someone else?
The Be'er Sheva.
Well, at least Rabbanan, there's an Issur Hana on the Gidulim.
But that's after Hekdesh.
Exactly.
That's got something to do with the Hekdesh. Here with like Mamish chopping down a tree, nothing's falling out of it. Like, it just got chopped down.
It was already there.
Right? They didn't want it. As in, there's no question. Gidulin is dafka because of that. Something that grows out of a tree, which is hektesh, it clearly also belongs to hektesh, in the sense of dinim amaris.
Right, okay.
No?
Oh, I see.
Like, something that grows out of my tree is mine. I grew after I bought the tree. And?
Right.
So? Why do you think you bought the tree? Right? Okay. Tosi says the reason for this is because they actually delayed the kinyan. Right, they didn't buy the beam. The base mixers didn't buy the beam so much, like, until they were ready to be actually stuck into the building. Right? The Mule Consortium does not say that. But Toys says that what they were actually doing is they were delaying the Kinyan. And again, for this reason, so they don't have random things which have an Easter Dorisa Meila floating around, which, you know, nobody knows about.
It's also just in case, like, the workers, like, sit on one of the logs.
So that they can't do anything. It doesn't give that reason.
I assume that's
also a bad thing. No, as in, if it's Hektish, it's Hektish.
No, they didn't make a Kinyan yet, so it's not Hektish.
Oh, then in Konami they could.
According to Tosfa, I'm saying, so just to make it easier.
Oh,
he didn't bring that
reason. He says that to avoid having people actually Hektish flying around.
Okay,
just right, remember, this is stuff which leaves things like this and all. They're not going to be used, they're going to be left somewhere.